Just in case you missed it, President Obama is in Britain. He and Michelle Obama are staying at Buckingham Palace, no less. Now, Brits have considerable affection for the president, but some doubt that those feelings are reciprocal, the world's Patrick Cox reports.
No one ever said love was easy, but it sure seemed easy once upon a time when Britain and America were fighting the Nazis together.
I want to be alone with you, June. Where were you born?
Boston.
Mass?
Yes.
That's a place to be born. History was made there. Are you in love with anybody? No, no, don't answer that.
I could love a man like you, Peter.
I love you, June. Your life, and I'm leaving you.
But in that wartime movie, he didn't leave her. True love prevailed. Today, though, many Brits are fraught with anxiety. Their queen is entertaining Barack Obama, a man greatly admired for his speeches, his style, his personal history. Yet some Brits aren't feeling the love. Not that he won't declare his affection for them over the next couple of days.
Well, of course, that's what he'll say.
This is historian Neil Ferguson.
And I'm sure there's a speech full of well-worn Atlanticist clichés waiting to be delivered from the autocue.
But don't buy into them, says Ferguson.
I think it's no secret that compared with really almost all his predecessors since Franklin Roosevelt, that President Obama is the least Anglophile president for more than a generation.
Don't tell that to fellow historian Simon Sharma.
Look, I don't know how you measure Anglophilia, actually, or whether it's a particularly important quality now.
It's true. Measuring the love of something is problematic. But people in love still do it. They insist on testing their partner's love in strange and inappropriate ways. So let's just try a British way to measure Anglophilia and ask again, does President Obama love the UK?
If it means putting milk in his tea, probably not, actually.
Point taken, Simon Sharma.
I'm always struck, actually, by how touchy us Brits are about this. What was he supposed to do to signify his love? I don't quite know what he's got to do to suggest that he's really as warm and cuddly as his predecessors towards the United Kingdom.
He could go to a cricket match. He could tell the Brits that their food has improved, their teeth too. But that's not exactly pillow talk for two nations supposed to have a special relationship. Ah, yes, that term, the special relationship. It's been rebranded for this presidential trip to the clunkier, not just special, but essential. Neil Ferguson isn't having any of it.
The trouble is that the British see this in a completely different way from the Americans. I mean, the British think they're in a special relationship, but the Americans have quite a few special relationships, and I don't think that we're the most special.
Ouch! To make things special again, one of two things may help. One, talk about the French. Or two, sit tight and hope for a big cultural moment that makes the two countries realize how close they really are. Like if Mike Myers finally made another Austin Powers movie. Now there's a guy who loves Britain, warts and all. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox.
I can't believe Vanessa, my bride, my one true love, the woman who taught me the beauty of monogamy, was a fembot all along. Wait a tick. That means I'm single again. Oh, behave! Yeah! Yeah, baby, yeah!
Patrick Cox hosts a weekly podcast on language. It's called The World in Words. Check it out at theworld.org/language.